Father, we praise those standing before us collecting your offering and your sacrifices. May you bless the homes from which they come. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to worship by giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Teach us to give like that, O Heavenly Father. So, Heavenly Father, we give back time. We give back talent. We even give of our treasure, even to you. And if it's not too much to ask, can you, Heavenly Father, bring somebody home today? Somebody that has withered away. When the doors of the church are open, will they run down the aisles to give the preacher their hand and their life to you? In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Please be seated, and choir sings and prepares our heart for the preach word.
Praise him.
Praise him.
We ought to praise him.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Come on, let's praise him.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Blessed
Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, choir. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be.
From the rising of the sun,
from the rising of the sun,
unto
the going down of the sun.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Jesus
is worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be.
Come on, church, just sing along with us. Come on, come on.
Praise him, praise him. We ought to praise him. He's been so good. We ought to praise the Lord. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Come on, let's praise the Lord. Why you being so quiet? Let's just praise him. Come on, church.
Let's just praise the Lord. Ain't he been good to you? He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Put your hands together. He's worthy. Let's just praise him. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Let's praise him. He's been so good.
from the rising. From the rising of the sun unto the going down. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Be praised. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's just praise Him. I love Him. Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him, church? He's been so good. He's been so good. My old folks used to tell me if you just hum this song, the devil can't understand why we praise Him. Let's just pray. Let's just praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Martin. I don't know what you've come to do, but I've come to praise Him because He's worthy of all of our praise and all of our thanksgiving. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. Lord our God, how thankful we are that you are God that meets all of our needs. And we need you. We need you every hour, every minute, every second. We need our God to thank you for your goodness to us, for all that you have done and all that you do and all that you will do. We praise you and we glorify your name. We thank you, our God, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. The need for us to have a Savior to pay for our debt sin, our sin debt. Honor us now with your presence and with your power. Bless the preached word. Use me to be instrument of your peace and of your love. Thank you again. In the name of Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. And all the people of God who love God said, amen. Amen. I need thee. I need thee every hour. Come on, church. Come on, Sister Jackson, help us. I need thee. Come on, talk to Him like you need Him. I need thee. I come. A message of hope delivered by an angel. In the gospel according to Luke, written by this physician, this doctor, who was a follower of the apostle Paul, we find these words recorded in the first chapter, verses 26 through 34. When you look at those first four verses of that first chapter, you discover that Luke writes to Theophilus. Theophilus is a man of importance. Notice he says the most excellent Theophilus, meaning that he possibly was an official in the Roman or in the Jewish hierarchy. He writes to him, delivering unto him as being an eyewitness and ministers of the word. He shares this story with Theophilus in regarding to the annunciation of the coming of Jesus the Christ. And in the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Look at your neighbor and say, Neighbor, there's a message of hope delivered by an angel. Notice the Bible gives the name of this angel, calls his name Gabriel. And Gabriel goes to Galilee, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin who has promised and who has been promised by her family to marry a man named Joseph. Joseph was a carpenter in that city, and Mary had been promised to him. But if you notice in the first few verses, there is, from verse 1 to verse 14, there is the story of an angel who comes to Zacharias and shares with Zacharias that his wife Elizabeth shall bear a child. Zacharias is a priest in the temple, and his job is to be sure that the incense are burning and that there's a sweet smell in the house of the Almighty God. Notice the Bible says that an angel stood by him in that 11th verse on the right side of the altar and foretold him of the birth of Elizabeth and his child, and that the name of that child should be called John. Notice in our text that the text helps us to understand that God sends angels, and they are angels, they are messengers from God. This angel, Gabriel, comes with a message of hope. They had been praying and asking God to send the Messiah, to send a deliverer. And so the angel Gabriel comes with a message of hope. And there are four angels in Judaic lore at the throne of God. Raphael, a seraphim, is also the chief of guardian angels. He is an angel of providence. His name means divine healer. Gabriel is the chief ambassador to humanity. His name means hero of God. He is Michael, another angel, archangel who fights against Satan, and he's the angel in the book of Revelation. And then that fourth angel around the throne of God, the four corners of the throne of God, is Uriel. Not much is said of Uriel in the Bible, but we know about Gabriel and Raphael and Michael, the archangels. Angels are spoken into existence by God. They are not created in his image and in his likeness like we are. The Bible says that in Genesis that God created man in his own image and in his own likeness and blew into man's nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. Angels do not have souls, so God did not send Jesus Christ to die for angels, but he sent his son Jesus Christ to give his life a ransom for our sins, a ransom for your sins and for my sins. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, you can find the angels appearing. The angel appeared to Abram and said to Abram, this time next year, you shall have a son. Sarah heard it and laughed. And when Isaac came, they named him Isaac, meaning laughter. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 11, an angel appears to Abraham. Abram's name has now been changed to Abraham. Abraham is noted as a friend of God and the father of the faithful. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 11, an angel stops Abraham from taking the life of Isaac because God had said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, take now thy son Isaac, whom thou love, and offer him as a sacrifice. Go to a land that I will tell you of. And on that way, Abraham was confronted by his son Isaac, who says to him, Father, we have the lamb, we have the wood and the fire for the burnt offering, but where is the lamb? And Abraham said to his son, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrificial offering. There ought to be somebody here in this place to know that God is a God who will provide. That God provides for every need. And so they call the God who provides Jehovah Jireh, meaning God will provide. And then we have the angel wrestling with Jacob. As he wrestles with the angel, angels descend from heaven and ascend to heaven. And Jacob wrestles with the angel, and the angel said, daylight is coming. Let me go. But he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. You know the story of how he was blessed, how the angel touched him in his hip, and he walked with a limp, but he had a blessing. I wish I had somebody here to understand that sometimes you may walk with a limp. Sometimes it may look like you're not blessed, but thanks be to God, there's a blessing in the walking with a limp. So he walks with a limp, and you may remember in Psalms 91, verses 11 and 12, it says, for he shall command his angels, he shall command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands that you will not strike your feet against a stone. In Psalms 148, verse 2, we find these words, praise him, all his angels, praise him, all his hosts. When you look at the New Testament, you also discover that angels are present. You may remember Saul on his way to Rome in that ship, and how the storm suddenly came and the winds began to blow, and it looked like they were going to lose their lives. And the Bible said that they threw off some things to make the ship lighter, but the storm was still coming. Paul says, but there stood by me an angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord told me, Paul, you and your hosts will make it to Rome. There ought to be somebody in this place that when it seems like you were going down, seemed like you were going to be destroyed, seemed like things were at their worst and you were at your wits' end, God sent an angel to walk with you and to talk with you and to make you aware of the presence of the Almighty God. So my brothers and sisters, when I look at this text, I see at least three things in this text. The first thing, I see that the angel comes from God, and the angel has a message of hope. He says to Mary, first of all, you have found favor with God. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, favor with God makes you pregnant with possibilities. Oh, y'all missed that. Favor with God makes you pregnant with possibilities. The Bible says that he says to her, favor with God. Look, you are not just favored, but he has an adjective there. You are highly favored. I was talking to a member of our church. You know Bunny, don't you? I was talking to Bunny one day. I said, Bunny, how you doing? She looked at me and she said, Pastor, guess what? I am highly favored, blessed and highly favored. I didn't put a lot of stock in that. But when I watched her life and watched what she had been going through and watched what she was to go through, how death came calling for her, but death could not claim her because she was highly favored and blessed by God. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, when you're blessed by God and highly favored, Satan can't do you any harm. Not only do I see favor in this text, but I see fear not. The angel said to her, fear not. Can I help somebody here? Fear makes us afraid. But the Bible helps me to understand that we are to fear not. You remember the angel's message to the shepherds were, fear not. Bertrand Russell said, fear is the main source of superstition and one of the main sources of cruelty. To conquer fear is the beginning of wisdom. The only permanent emotion of the inferior man is fear. Fear of the unknown, the complex, the inexplicable. It is fear that causes us to cover ourselves and to hide from the existence of the presence of God. When a Christian demonstrates fear, he or she is showing a lack of trust and confidence in God. Jesus asked his disciples as they were going through the storm and awakened him out of his sleep. After he had calmed the storm, he asked his disciples, "Why are you so fearful?" I shared with the 8 o'clock service this morning that there were times in my life when I was fearful. Many of us who are over the age of 55, maybe I should say 60, 65. You remember how we used to go to the movies and watch the werewolf, watch Frankenstein, watch Dracula, and couldn't sleep at night? We go and we enjoy the movie and the setting of eating the popcorn and laughing, but when we got home at night, we were, as the young folks say, we were scared to death because of fear. But do you not know that the movie couldn't hurt us? And those characters in the movie could not hurt us. We hurt ourselves by thinking about what they could do. Do you not know that Satan can't do us any harm because God has a shield all around us and that he protects us from all hurt, harm, and danger? The angel says to Mary, "Fear not. Fear not, Mary, because you have found favor with God. The Lord is with you." And then he said, "Blessed art thou among women." When I think about women who were blessed in the Bible, I'm reminded of Sarah, who in old age gave birth to Isaac. I'm reminded of Esther, who said, "If I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king." When I think about women in the Bible, I think about these heroes, these sheroes, these heroines who blessed the Lord with their praise and with their thanksgiving. But here we find this woman. We find this woman named Mary, who has found favor with God. And the angel says to her, "Fear not, for blessed art thou among women." The Bible said when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary questioned the angel and said, How can this thing be? For you see, I know not a man. But thanks be to God that all things are possible if only you believe. All things can happen to bless you and for you to bless his name if only you believe. Don't know about you, but the Bible says that you shall bear a son. You shall bear a great son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Can I help somebody here? When you look at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, it says, "The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shine. Thou hast multiplied the nations and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoils. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us," oh yeah, "unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful." Is there anybody here know that he is wonderful? What a wonderful God we serve. Then the Bible says he shall be called Counselor. Is there anybody here that you've been going through something and you read God's word where it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall they be called the children of God. Can I help somebody here? Is there anybody here that's been counseled by the word of God? You've been walking in fear, but you've heard the word of God say, fear not, for I bring unto you good news. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Is there anybody here that know that we serve a mighty God, that he's the everlasting Father, and that he is the Prince of Peace? You shall bear a great son. His name shall be called Jesus. This is the time. Time is divided into two parts. Chronos, the Greek word time, has two meanings. Chronos, from chronos we get the word chronology. And that's the time of day, the time of events. It's the 24 hours in the day. It's the tick-tock time. But can I tell you something? There's another time called Kairos. It is the full time. It is a moment of inspiration in human history when God shows up to encourage us. Is there anybody here that knows that God is an encourager? He said to Joshua, my servant Moses is dead, but be of good courage. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. God encourage us to be faithful. He encourage us to stand by the cross of Christ. He encourage us to preach the word in season and out season. He encourage us to be faithful in season and out of season. It's the Kairos time. It's a time when God shows up and shows us mercy. Is there anybody here that know God is a merciful God? I serve a merciful God. Not only does he look beyond my faults and show mercy by not giving me the punishment that I deserve, but he has grace. Kairos time is when God's grace shows up. Paul said, I need you to move this thorn out of my flesh, but he does not move the thorn out of his flesh. Can I help somebody here? Whatever you're going through, don't worry about it, for God's grace is sufficient. He says, my grace, my grace is sufficient. And then not only that, he shows up in his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This angel comes with a message of hope, and that hope is his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. When I think about my sins, I think about I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God, I have the blood of Jesus that covers my sins and takes my sins away. For the Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ, oh yeah, Christ died for us. Is there anybody in here that knows something about his dying? He didn't die for angels. He died for the sins of this world. He died for my soul, that my soul may live eternally with God. Is there anybody here that want their soul to live with God? That's why I sing, because I'm happy. That's why I preach, because he told me to proclaim his word. Is there anybody here in the choir that can tell the world, I love the Lord, he heard my cry? Is there anybody out there with the ushers that can stand and tell the world, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of sinners? Is there a deacon that can stand and say, I was not always in the church, but thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus who came to save me. Is there anybody here that's saved by the name of Jesus? For the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Is there anybody here that knows something about Mary's baby? Oh, yeah.
Mary's baby born in a stable, placed in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes for 33 years, tabernacle, worked as a carpenter, but for 3 years he told people about the kingdom of God. Don't know about you, but I thank the angel for coming with a message of hope. I don't know about you, but my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground, all other ground is sinking sand. I don't know where you place your hope, but my hope is in Christ. He's in Christ. I found favor in him. I'm not afraid anymore. I used to be so afraid. If people said, you're not doing this and you're not doing right, I was scared that they were going to call a meeting and put me out of church. But guess what? I'm not afraid of that anymore. The reason why I'm not afraid is because he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy that we share, no other has ever known. And look at the end of the text. The end of the text is Mary starts to give praise to God. When the angel of hope comes, he impregnates us with praise of God. In 2 Luke, the Bible says that there joined the angel who talked to the shepherds a host of the heavenly hosts, a multitude praising God and giving glory to God. A host, a multitude. Guess what? If you don't praise God, he has another host. He has somebody that will praise him. And I don't know what you come to do, but I've come to praise him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Why do I praise him? Because I love him. Why do I love him? Because he came for me. Why do I love him? Because he's coming back for me. Is there anybody here? Like the old folks used to say, I'm packing up. I'm getting ready to go to live eternally with God. A message of hope from an angel. An angel. Guess what? If you pray for somebody, God dismisses an angel to guard them and to protect them. Have you prayed for anybody lately? Have your prayer been answered?
Yes, sir.
Your son, your daughter that was out in the world, they are now in the church, preaching, singing, deaconing, missionary, because God sent an angel. An angel of hope, impregnated with possibilities. You shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Thank God for the matchless Lamb of God that we call Jesus. Thank God for Mary's baby that we call Jesus. Thank God for the rules of Sharon that we call Jesus. Can I tell you this? Everybody that I know growing up had a name for Jesus. But there was this old lady in our church. When everybody talked about what Jesus was to them, Savior, Lord, brother, she grabbed her walking cane. Said, Jesus is my walking cane. Said, when I get tired, I just lean on him. When my steps are short, I just walk with it. So whatever you're going through, lean on him. Walk with him. Trust him. Have confidence in him. And then don't forget to praise his name. I wonder, could I get a good praise here today? Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in this place with a hand clap of praise, and then praise him with a lip praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deacons are coming. Choir singing. Come on, choir. Church is standing.
Because you cared for me in such a fashion, that's why I praise you.
Praise you.
I lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Lord.
I love you.
I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me.
Because you cared for me.
In such a special way.
In such a special way.
That's why I'll praise you.
I'll
lift you up.
I'll lift you up.
And I'll magnify your name.
Magnify your name.
That's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart,
my soul,
my mind
belongs
to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I'll praise you. I'll lift you up.
I'll lift you up.
And I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart,
my mind,
my soul
belongs
to you. You paid the price for me. Way back on
Calvary.
That's why I'll praise you. I'll lift you up and I'll magnify your name. That's why.